The next patient is Deborah Bennett. First name Deborah. Bennett is Bennett, like in tango. This is the clinical case of a 61-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of polycystic kidney disease, period. We had the opportunity to compare the ultrasound from 2022 and the one recently done, April the 18th of 2024. The right kidney remains enlarged at 7.2 centimeters. However, the left kidney that used to be 14 centimeters is now increased to 17 centimeters. There are multiple cysts as expected, the largest one 4.5 by 4.5. In the right and in the left 5.2 by 5. The kidney function has remained stable. The serum creatinine is 1.3. The BUN is 19 and the estimated GFR is 47. Unfortunately, I don't have the urine in order to assess proteinuria. And the patient was explained that the blood work that is used by some other doctors don't include the urine that is probably the most important for us to follow. She was emphasized to make sure that any time that she comes to this office, get the laboratory work up pertinent to the urine. There is no evidence of anemia. Hemoglobin is 11.6. In other words, the patient is in a stable condition. The number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension, but the blood pressure is very well controlled. Over 70, and the patient has lost 7 pounds of body weight. She is feeling stable. Following number, the patient has rheumatoid arthritis that is treated with the administration of methotrexate by the rheumatologist. Following number, the patient has fibromyalgia rheumatica, and she has a significant amount of pain that is followed by the pain manager. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic. We are going to continue reevaluation of this case in 6 months with laboratory workup.